the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Maryland to rally for the Democratic nominee for Governor Wes Moore. The vice president spoke on the topic of abortion, a key issue for voters in the upcoming election.
The court previously of Thurgood Marshall just took a constitutional right that had been recognized from the women of America.
While Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Chabot responds to the question on if he would vote to ban abortions.
I'm pro-life and was the principal sponsor of the ban on partial birth abortion, which is a late form of abortion. And we can love both the mother and the child, and that's what we should do.
Chabot on Fox News Live. And as online chatter about the elections heats up, Elon Musk is taking steps to restore free speech on Twitter.
Musk has wasted no time in making major changes. He's not only investigating shadow banning, but he's also reported let go of CEO Parag Agrawal, as well as the head of legal Vijaya Gad. Now, she led the team responsible for removing former President Donald Trump. That lack of transparency on that line is behind Musk's quest to turn Twitter into a new digital town square. He clarified his first steps towards that future, tweeting, quote, Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. And 149 people were killed during a large Halloween parade in Seoul, South Korea.
Absolutely horrific scenes. The incident happened at around 10 o'clock local time when a large crowd pushed onto a narrow street. Now, this all happened during a Halloween event. It's a very busy area of the city where this stampede occurred. There were a lot of young people out on the streets. Reports of perhaps up to 100,000 people were out and about in the area at the time. Hundreds of emergency workers rushing to the scene to try to treat the injured. Desperately sad scene of people giving CPR.
Fox's Kitty Logan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Democratic House aide is fired for working with the Chinese embassy. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has this story.
Barbara Janelle Hamlet, jettisoned from her job by her boss, Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer, after it was revealed she was working with the Chinese embassy to set up meetings with other offices. Her ouster follows an investigation by the House Sergeant at Arms. A spokesman for the congressman says Beyer was unaware of what she was doing. Hamlet has worked in congressional offices since the 1970s. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And police say two car bombs have exploded at a busy junction in Somalia's capital near key government offices, and there are scores of civilian casualties, including children. Saturday's attack comes 5 years after a massive blast at the same location killed hundreds. A volunteer at one hospital says at least 30 dead were taken there, most of them women. There has been no claim of responsibility, but the prime minister blamed al-Shabaab. Plus, Russia announces it will pull out of a UN grain exporting deal.
There are challenges on a couple of fronts here with big implications. Russia says at least one ship of its important Black Sea fleet at the port of Sevastopol on the Russian-occupied Crimea Peninsula has been damaged by marine drones from Ukraine. That is, small robot boats with explosives on board. Also says aerial drones were shot down. Ukraine denies involvement, claiming there was just an accident there, but in fact says four Russian ships were damaged, including a destroyer used to launch missiles against Ukraine. Because of this, Russia is suspending involvement in a UN-brokered deal allowing much-needed Ukraine grain to be shipped out of the war zone.
That's Fox's Greg Palkant. President Biden has spoken out, saying that Russia suspending the grain agreement with Ukraine is outrageous. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.